We're on today's daf is daf gimel. We got to the very top of gimel and aleph, and we were talking about the nature of this takana of requiring to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechtam. And the Gemara had concluded at this stage, at least, that really everyone agrees there's no concern. Everybody knows about the halachas of lishma, and it was really a miut shebemiut, the very small minority of people that they might have a document, a get, that was written for one person, one couple, and they ended up giving it to a different couple. So because of that, just to make sure that would never happen, to preclude such a possibility, they required the shliach to always say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam. But since it was such a far-fetched chum in the first place, they were makil. The top of Gimel Alf says umishum iguna, because of concern that we don't want the woman to be left as a married woman for the rest of her life and not getting the divorce. Akilu bei rabbanim were makil to permit only a one shliach and not require two edim on this b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. So the Gemara on the top says, "Hi kula hu? Is this a kula? Chumra hu? There's a tremendous chumra. Why? What's the chumra here? D mitzachas leitrei. If you require to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam in the first place, lo asi bal mar upasalei. So now the husband can never come along and try to contest the validity of such a statement. But now, so asi bal. But now that you have chad, asi bal mar upasalei. Now the husband is going to come along and say, wait a second. I never wrote such a get. Who's you against me? It's one against one. Now that, since we only required one in the first place, that's going to leave the door open for a Baal to come along and say it's a forged document. So the Gemara says, no, not true. Even though we only require one person to say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, the Gemara says, kei v'damar mar, b'fanai kama nos nala. Since we have a statement, how many people does it have to be given? Meaning, when the husband writes the get and gives it to the shliach to bring it to his wife, it has to be written in front of other people standing there around. It's not just the two of them, the husband and the shliach. There's a machlokas, how many people have to be present during that passing over of the get. So, Amar Mar, Bifana Kama Nosno, La Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Hanina, rather how many people are giving it to her, I'm sorry, that he gives it in front of her, how many people are there? Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Hanina, Chadamar Bifnei Shnayim, Vechadamar Bifnei Shlosha. That you're giving in front of two people, and some say you give it in front of three people. Rashi says, Bifnei kama nosna shliach zeh liishto. When the shliach hands it over to that woman, to that wife, b'omer b'fneim, he says in front of people, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei shnayim. In front of two people, or in front of three people, it has to be there. Why? Because meikara midak dayik v'loasi larui nafshe. From the beginning, he's going to be very precise and very careful in order to not make sure there's nothing bad about him. What does that mean? So Rashi explains the first narrow line down, Mikara midik dayik hashliach, the shliach is going to be very precise and careful. Kishimakablo miyat habal, when he receives it from the husband to be the shliach of the get, v'yodea bo shibaratzon megarsha, he knows, he has to know well that the husband's really divorcing her, v'lo yavol v'yaraod, and he's not going to come ahead and protest such a get. V'nami or, and even if he does want to protest it, eino neman devadei dak ba milsa shapir. So we're giving a lot of nemanus to shliach. The shliach won't just be, he's not going to go to some random guy and say, "Can you bring this to my wife?" The shliach, if he's going to take this responsibility, he's going to make sure that this husband really gives it a full heart, he wants to divorce his wife. And since he was so careful, he doesn't want to be the shliach unless he really knows that the husband wants this. So therefore, we trust the shliach to say that he's giving this in front of two or three people, that when he goes and gives it to the wife, two and three people are going to be there, they're going to say, "Wait a second, did the husband really give it to her?" They're going to ask all these questions. He doesn't want to be, ask all these questions and not knowing the answer. He wants to be sure that the husband gave this with a full heart.
It's kind of irrelevant how many people he's in front of the woman.
I think it meant to be some type of fear factor for him. That since he has to respond to two or three people who are going to be present, he wants to make sure he got all the facts down. If you're going to present something
still
to a Bezdin,
one aidus against one aidus.
In the end of the day it is, we're not trusting aidus anymore, but that just gives greater nemanos to him. If I'm going to present something in court, I'm going to be much more careful and come prepared before I present this in front of court. So the fact that I know I'm going to present this in front of two or three people, I must have had looked into it. So we're trusting the shliach. It's really about nemanus. But also the baal is also about nemanus. It's not about, there's no aidus here at all. It's one versus one in terms of nemanus. But we're giving a lot of nemanus now to the shliach. He wouldn't have done this unless he really looked into this in the first place. And therefore, if the husband were to ever come, we wouldn't trust the ear of the baal. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Ula Rav." That was all according to Rabba, who says the whole problem, the whole need for b'fanai nechtav was for the purpose of lishma. Now we're going to the understanding of Rava, Damar Lefi She'ein Edim Mitzuyin Lekaima. According to him, The reason why you have to say b'fani nechdam is because when the get is sent over from overseas to Eretz Yisrael, for example, now the husband's going to come along, and there's no one going to be available to be mekayim the chosman, to mekayim the signatures. So therefore, we said the shliach just say now that you were present when they signed it, and therefore everything was good, and there's no need for a further mekuyim. So the Gemara says libaytre. Shouldn't you require two shluchim to say that they saw? You can't have one aid. I can't be the one saying that this is a good signature and that's a good signature. You need two aidim on each of the signatures to make it a valid kiyum shtar. Libay trei midi dehavya kiyum shtar zdama. No different than in general when I'm a kiyum shtar, I need two aidim on each of the signatures. Now you could have the same two aidim on each signature. That's fine, but you need a total of two. Here's only one person. So how could me being the shliach? How could that work to be mekayim the shtar? So the Gemara explained, Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. What do you mean? When it comes to Yisurim, Eid Echad is believed. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Eid Echad is only believed with regards to Yisurim, Eimar, Daminin Eid Echad Nemar B'Yisurim, Kigon Chaticha Safek Shel Chelev Safek Shel Shuman, Delo Is Chazek Yisurim. In a case where there's a Safek, if there's an Isur or not an Isur, then you could rely on 1A to say it's Mutter. Aval Hacha Is Chazek Yisurim, Deishas Ishi, the woman's an Eishas Ish. I can't be matir and iser as a davar as an eid echad, and moreover, it's a davar shebe irva. Ve'ein davar shebe irva pachas mishtaim. You always need at least two people to anything have to do with irva. And eishes ish is an irva, of course. So the Gemara explains the kedir reish lakid. Right, I skipped the line. Sorry. Bedinhu b'kim sharas nami loli bay. You know what? In general, when it comes to regular kim sharas, you actually do not require two in general. Kedir reish lakish. The damar reish lakish. Edim hachasumim al ashtar nasu kimisha nechkira edusam bebezin. The very fact that there are two signatures on the shtar, that alone is makayim the shtar. It's as if they went through the drisha v'chakiras in bezin. They went through the whole process. The edus is good. This signature alone is good enough. There's no need for anything to be makayim the shtar. The fact that it's signed, that's enough. And Rabbanin hu da'atzrich, the Rabbanin were the ones who required what? They required the Kiyum Shtar in general. There's no Rashi here, though. But Rashi explains this far. Yes, sorry?
Chachamim, the one, they require the Kiyum Shtar.
Exactly. They require the Kiyum Shtar. Hacha mishimiguna ekulu berabanan. So in general, you don't require anything when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros. The signatures alone are enough. And the reason why they're enough, says Rashi, very important Rashi, there's, I think, Reb Chaim on this. Rashi says, Nasa kimisha nechakra idusim bebezin de lo chatzif inish de lezuyufe. Person won't go so far to forge a whole document and forge signatures. We don't assume people are that evil. So therefore, that's enough to rely on the fact that that's enough to say it's good.
That's what all documents respect Gid.
All documents. That's general. All documents, people don't forge.
That's Midiraisa.
The Chacham came along and said, you know, let's just be safe. You never know. Let's just be safe and require a kiyum shtar. But as a chumra midirabana, since it was a chumra, when it came to this case of a get, they were mekel. Because really, mikadin, the signatures alone are enough to be mekayim the get. So that's only, it's enough to have one in this case. We'll rely on the shliach. And that's the kula that they built in to the b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. Okay, so again, there's a big discussion here about this Rashi, and I think there's a Rambam and Reb Chaim here. Just see if I could get it quickly. Anyone familiar? You have anything on your notes there about this? So maybe I'm wrong then. If Adam doesn't have it in his notes. That's where we're in big trouble. This man, he knows this stuff well.
No, I did this because I said to speak it, so it's very possibly a Reb Chaim.
That's your beginning.
This week it's your Hertzberg.
Maybe I'm wrong then.
There's a
lot here. There's definitely a lot here, but I don't see Reb Chaim here. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. Okay, the Gemara says, wait a second, is this really a kula? Hi kulahu? The fact that we only require one shliach is enough. That's a kula to chumrahu. Like we said above, di metzareches leitrei. If we required two in the first place, then lo asi balamar apostle. Then if you have two shluchim, then there's never a concern that the husband might come along and try to protest it. It doesn't make a difference because one against two is nothing. But now that we have only chad, that you only require one shliach, so asi baal, the husband's going to come along, u'me'arer, u'pasalei, he's going to come along, protest the validity of such a get, and say that's not a good get. So the Gemara says,
Baal being Ma'ara here is different than what we said before, that on top that the Baal is going to come in Ma'ara. Because according to Rabbah there, the Chashash was Lashma, so presumably his error was going to be that it wasn't really Lashma, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas here, his error is going to be that it's Mezuyah. It's a different...
In theory, you could have said before as well, it was also Mezuyah.
But that wasn't the Chashash of Rabbah to suggest that we should have done two instead of one, because now the Baal could come and be what exactly? That was never a Chashash that the Baal is going to do that.
I hear that. Okay, yeah. So the Gemara answers like we answered above, Kaven, Damar Mar, since we have the requirement that Befane Kama knows Nala, how many people did he give it to in front of? Did he give it to her in front of? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar Befnei Shnaim, Chad Amar Befnei Shlosha. And since he has to give it in front of two or three people, Meikar Mita Gaik in the beginning, in the first place, he's going to be careful. V'lo Asi La'arui Nafshe, in order that he doesn't put himself in a situation where he's going to be cornered and say, wait a second, did he really give it to you? He's therefore going to make sure that he knows all the facts, all the details, and that the husband did give it to him willingly, and therefore we trust him more so than the husband himself.
This part is the same answer for both.
Exactly. The last few lines are very similar, but as Adam's pointing out, there's a slight differences in the details.
Right. Yeah.
But on the surface, it's the same shock of attire. Agreed. Okay, the Gemara now says, lost the place for a second. Here we go. Rava. So this is what you asked, Ricky, yesterday. Rava, my time alo amar karaba. We have two different reasons, but they seem to be both very relevant reasons. So why does Rava choose the issue of ein edim between the kaima and not the issue of ein bikin l'shma? Why does he not hold like Rava? Now again, what I remember, because Rava has the hay and l'shma has the hay, that's how I remember who says what. So amar lecha mi katani b'fani nechtav l'shma, b'fani nechtav l'shma. Rava says, if it was really about l'shma, the statement of the shliach should be b'fani nechtav l'shma and b'fani nechtav l'shma. You should say the word l'shma. If that's really the ikar reason, ikar chasam min ha-sefer if it doesn't say l'shma. And the fact that we don't require the shliach to say l'shma tells me it's not about l'shma at all. So Rava responds back, b'din hu delisnei hachi, you're right. It should have been, we should have required them to say that phrase. But Ella e de mafshis lei dibura, if you make him speak, mafshis is to be extra, to be long. If you have such a long statement, b'fani nechtav l'shma, b'fani nechtav l'shma, six words, it's so much. Asa l'migzeh, he's going to cut off, he's going to slice off some, he's going to want to try to be quick and just say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav. He's not going to really say what he's supposed to say. So we say, no, in the first place, let's keep it short to four words as opposed to six words. So Rashi says here, here we go. Where'd that line go? Asila Migzeh, much higher up in the Rashis. He says, Asila Migzeh delo yemar kula. He's going to cut off some of the words and not say the entire thing. Vamrin lekaman, this is very important. Kol ha-mishan mi-matbeya shetavu chachamim begitin havlad mamzer. Anything that a person alters from the way the chacham had codified it, in gitin, the vlad will be a mamzer. So if they said, say, six words, and he only said four words, he's changing the matbeisha tavu chachamim, and they will not be a good get. So therefore, in order to avoid that, they said, let's just keep it to four words. No one's going to switch around the words, and this way he'll be safe. Even though the same is going to happen, whether he was supposed to say six and he goes to four, or if he actually says four, it's the same thing. But there's a klal that Rabbi Meir holds, if you ever change any of the matbeya, then it's going to be a no good get, and the vlad will be a mamzer. So Gemara says now, hash janami asi lemigzei. Wait a second. So now that we tell him to say four words, he's going to want to make, he always wants to make things shorter and always use nicknames and make it shorter and shorter. He'll say two words, he'll say, b'fani nechtav only. And he won't say the second half. So where do you draw the line? At what point do we say six is too many words, but four isn't too many words? So the Gemara says, chad mitzlas goyiz, chad mitarti lo goyiz. One of three, a person will cut off. B'fani nechtav l'shma, that's already three words. There are two different statements we're saying here. So b'fani nechtav l'shma, a person will cut the third word off. But two, people won't cut down from two to one. You don't say b'fani, that doesn't make any sense. So that's why there's no concern of two words, b'fani nechtav, and b'fani nechtav, a person will not cut that down any further.
So the chash is not that he should say just b'fani nechtav and not b'fani nechtav.
Right, that's not the concern.
Why not?
Why are we not concerned he might just say b'fani nechtav alone?
It would make more sense that he should just cut to that. And then you read they're in trouble.
Rashi says, if
Logai is that one, right?
Chadimitarti, the end of Chadimitarti. Oh, you're right. Logai.
So let's read through all these Rashi. You see Rashi, Chadimitlas. Rashi Chadimitlas tevos, one from three words, Kigon Bufani Nechtav Lishma. Guy is a person will cut off. The Zimnin Delo Amar Ella Bufani Nechtav. Sometimes they only say Bufani Nechtav. Chadimitarti, Kigon Bufani Nechtav. Lo guys, umimela, no one's going to cut it off and just say b'fanai, or just say nechtav. We'll say b'fanai nechtav. Umimela, shailin alei in nechtav l'shma v'amrin.
Uh-huh.
Fine. But he doesn't address your point of nechta of b'fanai nechtam, though.
No, it's the same thing. So they're going to ask him if b'fanai nechtav. They're going to ask him also. He's going to say b'fanai nechtam. So they're going to say, did they
decide
it in front?
Yeah, he has to say it, though. But look, he answered the question. Keep going. Inami stama lishma kamasin. Another point, by the way, very important point. You don't need to say lishma. The person testifying, it means stam. I think there's a discussion. I think Rav Chanan Wasserman talks about this. I don't remember where.
Rashi on the last stop said mimela shailin alei on bezim and bez, and he didn't say anything about stama lishma kamasin. Tosis argued with him on that.
Yes, right. So here Rashi says both those opinions. So this, I think Rav Chanan writes somewhere in Kovet Shirum. There's a machlok as it relates to general lishma in the beginning of Zvachim about lishma. When I have a carbon, is stama lishma or not? And the Gemara is in the middle of Pesachim about stama lishma. So when it comes to Gittin, do we assume stama lishma or do you need some type of proactive way of saying and infusing it with lishma? So that's what he comes down to. He wants to compare lishma of Gittin to karbanos and to other areas of lishma. So that's the machlokas 2 days in Rashi, and Rashi and Tosfos earlier. Yeah, very makif, yes.
The Cheshuk Shlomo I have on the side here says that the reason Rashi didn't say inamish stam lishma kamasin is because it was before we introduced the concept of rov biki and hain stam sifra the dynamic margamira.
So you couldn't even think of stam lishma yet.
So you can't say that stam lishma kamasin because stam shtar we don't know is lishma. Only once we knew rov biki and hain, so Rashi comes out to say stam lishma.
Okay, beautiful.
Good notes.
But so Rashi continues and he's going to ask you a question now. Mihu b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam atzicher dechsiva chasima. The two different statements, b'fai nechtav is one, and b'fai nechtam is the second statement. So we're not going to be concerned he's going to knock off one of the statements completely. It's only within each statement is there a concern he might chop off some of that statement.
On one parting note here, the Rosh Hash says, it's also why he doesn't say, why his lashon isn't b'fani nechtav and nechtam. I didn't say b'fani nechtav v'nechtav.
It's two different statements.
Right, two different statements.
He might get.
Right. Guys, this would be one statement of three.
We're we lost now without you.
I could leave us here.
We'll print them out.
Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know the other direction. Rabba, my time alo makarava. Why does Rabba use this svara of Rava that's about Edom Mitzrayim Lekaima? Samlacha Rabba explains, Im Kain, if it's about Ein Edim Mitzrayim Lekaima, so Nisei B'fani Nechtam V'sulo, B'fani Nechtam Lamali. If it's all about the Chasim Sa'edim, so you don't need to mention anything about B'fani Nechtam at all. Who cares about how it was written? Written, Ksiva is about Lishma, how the Sofer wrote it Lishma. Chasim is about the signatures. If the concern is having the Edim signatures being Mekuyam, so all you have to mention is B'fani Nechtam. The fact that it says B'fani Nechtav tells me it's about Lishma. So the Gemara says, Shma mina benin lishma. So Rava responds back, is bedin hu delisnei hachi, you're right. All we should have required the shliach to say is b'fanei nechtam. Eladim kain, asu lechlufa b'kim sharos dama. Beidachar. We would have confused with other sharos. Other sharos that have to be mukuyam as well. We would think, just like a get requires the chasima to be mukuyam with one aid, maybe other sharos also one aid would be enough. So therefore, we had to change something in Gittin to say b'fai nechtav, to say, wait a second, that's strange, why are we saying ksiva? This tells me that Gittin is different, that only by Gittin is one aid sufficient, as opposed to other shiros, you require two aidim to mekayim the shtar. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabba, midami, wait a second, Rabba said, you would never confuse get and shtar at all. Because hasam yadinan hacha b'fanai. There's a big difference. There are other differences between Gittin and Sharos. When it comes to over there by other Sharos, you have to know. The Edom have to know the facts. Rashi says, where's the Yodim here? Right? You need to know, Rashi, Hasam Gavikim Sharos in general, Yodim Anu Shezek Sav HaEdom Hu Dekamri. Hacha b'fanei kamar v'lo kam muchach hamilsa. Here, by the get, we're trusting the 180. We don't know for sure. He's telling us what happened. It's not yediyah. That's not edus. So the fact that one is enough, you're not going to get confused with shars that you have to. You need a mamash yediyah. You need to know for sure that the edim signed the shar. It's a big difference. And another difference is that hacha, when it comes to here, rather hasam ishalom mehemne. When it comes to sharos in general, women are not believed. You can't trust a woman when it comes to sharos. But hach, when it comes to get, isha mehemnu, we trust a woman to say that she could be a shliach for a get. So that's another difference. Furthermore, hasam bal davar lo mehemen.
We're talking about the isha as an aid, not the isha, the one that got divorced.
Exactly. Isha as a shliach, exactly. Isha could be a shliach for a get, but she can't be a shliach for a star. She can't be an aid for a star. And there's a third difference between shtars and gittin. Hasam bal davar lo mehemen. There, when it comes to shtar, we don't trust the bal davar. The guy who takes out the shtar says, and this is mine. We don't trust the guy necessarily. He needs to have edim. But here, the bal davar, the ish herself who's holding the get, we trust her. That Rashi says, hacha bal davar mehemen, ha'isha atzma, mivias gita, mimidin sayam, betar shlichas, kigon damar la, bal al tizgarshi get, bal al bebezdim. The husband says to his wife, I want you to take this get. Go to Eretz Yisrael and get divorced in Bezdin. So she could serve as her own shliach. It's not going to take effect until she gets to the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't work when it comes to shars in general. The Baal Dover can't be the one holding it.
Crazy. And what happens if the Baal afterwards comes and
says one.
What? And says it's a lie.
Right.
Uh-huh. How that works, I'm not sure. We'll see if the Gemara addresses that. But either way, we see that there are three differences.
That's crazy.
Right. You know, it is.
The third one is really... I would never think so.
But we do see, though, Rabbi says there are three differences between Shavuos in general and Gittin, and therefore no one would ever confuse the two. And it would have been sufficient to just write B'fanei Nechtam, and that would have been enough. No one would ever confuse, oh, Gittin requires one, so too Shtar only requires one. There's so many other differences that no one would confuse the two. So the fact that it says b'fani nechtav also, says Rabbi, must mean that the ksiva has to be lishma, and it's not about edim mitzun l'kaima at all. So Rava responds back now, six lines from the bottom. Rava Amar, Amalecha, atu hacham ki amri yadinan midlo yab mehemne. Wait a second. When it came to a case of get, if we knew we wouldn't trust them, meaning what? So where did that Rashi go? Rashi says, "Atu hacha ki amar yodeani milo mehemen hol l'didei time of mishum kiumahu." Since the whole reason of Rava is because of mekayim the shtar, I amar yodeani v'chasim as yidei edim milo mehemen. Depani demali b'fanei mali yodeani. The chayim the hachi who I lav the metzarchina nami aksiva the teve heker ben gittin the shtar asal l'chuf ebikim shtar. Meaning, just like yediyah is needed by shtars, you have to know for sure the edim are the ones chasima. Yediyah also works for get, even though you don't need get yediyah. Also, we could trust the aid of b'fanei nechtav, that's enough as well. But yediyah works as well. So that at least is that common denominator, that yediyah works in both areas. So that does lead to some confusion. And that's why they have to say b'fanei nechtav also, just to say that there's some difference of gittin and sharos. And therefore, he says, therefore, aser lechluth bekim sharos da'ama beirachar. And for that reason, Rava says, you're required to say b'fanei nechtav u b'fanei nechtam. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara in the bottom says, l'rabba damar l'fi she'ein b'kim l'shma. Rabba holds, because they're not b'kim l'shma, that's why you're required b'fanei nechtam. Man haitana debay k'siv l'shma, u bay k'sim l'shma. Who is the author that requires both the signing, rather the writing has to be l'shma, that the sofer has to write it l'shma, l'shem ish, l'shem ish, and also requires the chasim of the Shema. Sorry?
The edis.
The signing of the shtar always has to be lishma, meaning that they have to know what they're signing on. That they're signing for this woman to be miscarriageous. Who requires both?
It seems that chatima lishma shel ha'isha ha'migresh. It seems that the woman is the one that... The woman signs the get now.
It's for her.
Lishma means to the isha. It doesn't mean that she's actually
signing. Yeah, I don't think exactly. I think that the edim are signing for her purpose. So who requires both the ksiva and the chasin l'shma. So let's see. Because, again, Rabbah holds, you have to say b'fayin nechtav, b'fayin nechtam, that they both have to be l'shma. Well, who requires both l'shma? We'll see in a moment. Some say only the ksiva has to be l'shma, and some say only the chasim has to be l'shma. But Rabbah requires both the ksiva and the chasim l'shma. Who's the opinion who says that both have to be l'shma? So that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out right now. So the top of Gimel Mabei says, E, Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, the author of our Mishnah, who requires both ksiva and chasima? Wait a second. Chasima bai, ksiva lo bai. He only requires that the signing has to be l'shma, but not the writing. Ditanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah appears in later on in Gittin here, Ein kosim b'mechub l'karka. You cannot write get on a piece of paper or a tree that's connected to the ground. Kosim b'mechub l'karka. Let's say you did write it on the branch that's connected to the ground. Talshu, you just detach it. And chasmu, v'nasula, kosher, and you sign it, and you give it to her. Meaning, even though ideally the ksiva shouldn't be on the ground, if it's done on the ground, that's okay. You don't require the ksiva to be done in the proper way. It's all about the chasim. The chasima can only be done once it's detached.
Right, if it will be detached, it would be...
Okay. Exactly. So we see that Rabbi Meir is all about chasima, not about ksiva. E Rabbi Elazar, if you say Rabbi Elazar was the author of the Mishnah, ksiva ba, he's the opposite. He requires that the ksiva be lishma, but the chasima lo ba, but you don't have to have the chasima lishma. And the raya for this is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V Rabbi Elazar, damar midaraisa get shein edav chasumin alav kasher. If you have a get and there are no edim signing on it, it's still kasher. Alma v'chasav ksiva hu dimashma. You don't have to have edim on a get at all. All you have to do is the husband or the sofer write that Ish is divorcing this Isha, and that's enough. There's no need for edim. So certainly you don't require chasim l'shema, because you don't need chasim at all. So Rabbi Elazar is all about ksiva, and Rabbi Meir is all about chasima, but neither one requires both. And the Gemara says, v'chitem, if you want to suggest li'olam Rabbi Elazar, he may be really Rabbi Elazar is the author. V'chi lo bai Rabbi Elazar chasima l'shema midiraisa. Maybe only on the deraisa level he doesn't require l'shema when it comes to the chasima, but midirabanan bai, but maybe on a dirabanan level he requires there to be a chasima, and that chasima has to be l'shema, so maybe he's the author. So it can't be true. Because v'hash lo shegitin psulun dirabanan, v'lo bai Rabbi Elazar chasima l'shema. We have three examples that we're about to see that's quoted from the Mishnah. Three gittin that are possible on a dirabanan level, and yet Rabbi Elazar does not require a chasim l'shma. So even on a dirabanan level, Rabbi Elazar does not require chasima. What's the three gittin psulim dirabanan? The Mishnah says, the Tanan. Shlosha gittin psulim. There are three possible gets. Vim nisis havlad kasher. And if a person gets married anyways based on such a get, it's considered a good get, and the children of the new marriage will still be considered a kasher. So the Gemara goes on to explain. Kasav b'ksav yado, vein alav edim. Let's say you have the ksav yado, the writing of the husband, and there is no edim on the bottom. Let's say yesh alav edim, there are edim, vein bozman, but does not mention the zman when it was given, or when it was written. Yesh bozman, there's time, vein bo ela edacha, but there's only one edim, but not two edim. Harei elu shlosha gidim psulim. These are pasul gidim. However, if they were given, and im nisays, and they were... The woman got married based on such gittin, the Vlad would be kosher. That's the first part of the Mishnah. So it's only psul midirbanan. But midiavid, it's a good get. Comes along Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Afa, Pi, Shein, Alav, Edom.
So I'm sorry, so we're trying to determine the first case, right?
No, we care about Rabbi Elazar's opinion now.
Rabbi, I'm trying to say we only care about the first of the three.
Right.
The other two are just part of the...
Right, but we'll see where Rabbi Elazar is going to be going to say his opinion now, that Rabbi Elazar Omer Afa Pi Shein Alav Edim, even though there are no Edim, Ela Shenasna La Bifnei Edim, as long as it was given in front of Edim, you don't have to have Chasim's Edim, but it has to be in front of Edim, the Mesira, Kasher, it's a good get. V'gova Minechasim Meshubadim. And also, you're allowed to collect from Nechasim Mishubadim, that if she wants to collect the ksuba, they can be collected from other properties that the husband already has sold off. Shein Eidim Chosman Al Get El Bifnei Tikun Olam. The only reason why Eidim signed on the get is for Tikun Olam purposes.
No, it's talking about the Shtar of Milveh.
This talking about Shtaros in general, not getting of Isha?
Part, yeah. I don't know the first part. The first part was Ela Shenat Nola Bifnei Eidim Kasher is the get. And then when it says Begov Menechasim, it's talking about the Shtar Milveh, it seems.
No, that you collect the Ksuba. The way it's here in Rashi, and the way it is in the Gemara, that's the second understanding of Rashi, that's the second opinion. Uh-huh. But the simple understanding is the first opinion of Rashi, it's talking about the collecting the ksuba based on this get. So anyways, the only reason why, so Rabbi Elazar says you don't need Eidim to sign the shtar at all. And the reason why you require Eidim is only because of Tikkun Olam purposes, as Rashi says in the very last Rashi in the page here, and the Pnei Tikkun Olam, Shema Yamusu Eidim, let's say the Eidim who witnessed, you need Eidim to witness the giving over, the Messiah is needed. But let's say those Eidim die who witnessed the giving and the get, V'shuvein lo Eidim, now there's no one else to testify that she ever received the get. L'fikach, therefore, Nagu Lachtum Dim Yamusu Tirat Chasimasan Le'idim Acherim V'yakiru. Therefore, as a safeguard to protect her, they said, let's have Eidim also sign the shtar. In case the Eidim who witnessed the Mesira, they died, at least you have the signatures on the shtar. But what you see from all this, though, he doesn't require the Chasima to be Lishma. Even B'di'evid, you don't require. It's only because of Tikkun Olam that is needed to have a Chasima. So again, who is the author who said that you need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? Maybe we should stop here, actually. They might hear about it, actually might be a good stopping point. So we're still in a little bit of a hangover here, a cliffhanger rather, and try to figure out who is the author of Ksiva and Chasima Lishma, and we'll leave it at that for now. Right, what time is 7:35? Should we make it to the next section?
We could get rid of Rabbi Meir. Not too long.
Okay, but let's get rid of Rabbi Meir. Let's knock him out. Mm-hmm. So Ella, therefore, must be Ella Rabbi Meir. He must be the Rabbi Meir who said before that you require ksiva. Rather, he required chasim lishma. He did not require ksiva lishma. He must be the author. V'chilo bai Rabbi Meir ksiva lishma. When Rabbi Meir does not require ksiva lishma, it's only in deraisa level. And in the deraisa level, you don't require ksiva lishma. But midirabanan bai, but maybe he requires a ksiva on a dirabanan level, and he would be the author of chasim and ksiva being lishma. Can't be true, because v'ha amar Rav Nachman, doesn't Rav Nachman say omer haya Rabbi Meir? He quoted it from Rabbi Meir. Afilu matzu ba'ashba, the person finds a get in the garbage v'chasmo, and he signs it v'nasal kasher. It's kasher, even though the ksiva was done for whoever wrote the ksiva. We're saying lichachila, you could go ahead and pick out an old get in garbage and sign it. As long as the signatures were done, the Shema, that's all you need. Even lechachila. So there's no such concept for him having a ksiva l'shema on a derabana level. If maybe Rav Nachman's statement is only on a deraisa level, he's talking about, but not on a derabana level, he's only talking about deraisa levels, Rav Meir allows you to do such a thing. But maybe he would say on a derabana level, you couldn't go to the garbage. On derabana, they require even the ksiva to be l'shema. If that's the case, what Rav Nachman should have said was, he should have said on a Torah level, that's when Rav Meir says a statement. The fact that he just says it across the board sounds like even on their abundant level, Rav Nachman, within Rav Meir, would permit one to take a get out of the garbage. So Ella must really be Liolam Rabbi Eliezer here. And we'll stop here, fine. Okay. Shkoyach, Harriet, welcome back. Great to have you here.
You feel very weak, right? It's thorough.
No, I don't feel